Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want from Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready. We ready.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe. Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour. Hey, look, we've been talking about love, that true love. And this came from a situation where Lauren London, that used to date Nipsey Hussle, she says she don't want another relationship. She wants no other relationship. She just wants to, you know, live her days out because she don't feel that she'll experience a more deeper love than she had with Nipsey Hussle, basically. And so this was circulating around, and I was looking in the comments, you know, and seeing how people were saying, hey, you could love multiple people. You could have that feeling, that true love feeling with multiple people. But like I said, they always said that you only get one real love. A lot of people said that, hey, you know, I loved everybody I was with. Maybe it wasn't that one overwhelmingly true love. Rick, do you think that you can move on and love somebody else as equally and powerful with the true love idea?
I think I can.
You think you can?
Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, because I think it comes from a different emotion. You know, I think it's different emotions people feel. But we got Eddie on the lines. Eddie, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
Tory, where's my music? Where's my intro?
Oh, well, DJ Brother Z, we got Ricky in here. And DJ Brother Z usually knows where it's at. So you're just going to have to go without it. But we understand.
I gotcha.
We got
so, Tory. We're gonna hit on this, and again, as a house painter, I'm uniquely.
Here we go.
I can't say the word.
Get it right.
I am qualified as a house painter, Tory. Uniquely qualified as a house painter to answer this question about love. You know, Tory, I'm a little bit older than you, so I have dated many, many women. Okay.
Here we go.
With that being said, Tory, I don't think in all my years I've been in love maybe two or three dozen times, okay? And I don't think that's true that you have just one love. I think you can have
one
a handful
true love,
of loves.
One true love that loves you.
I think it can happen. I think okay. You one day think, oh, Jenny's my true love, and then 3 weeks later they're like, no, it's Kelly. You know, is my true love. And then Chloe, right? That can happen.
Oh, wow.
All right? So as time goes on, what she doesn't want to do is she loved that guy so much, which is great because a lot of women just bed hop nowadays. She loved
him
so much she doesn't want to dilute or disrespect the feeling they once had. But the reality is it's not coming back. She's going to have to give another man a chance. But I know where she's at, Tory. I get it. I've been deeply in love. I broke up with a girl, and she went around sleeping around.
What?
Kind of turned into a whore, Tory.
Oh, what?
And then
Eddie,
a whore.
You left this woman. Why are you calling her out her name?
Because we broke
Hold
up.
Oh, no,
and she lied to me. She lied to me and said to me, "Oh, I've never slept around. I've only been with you." Mm. And then I found out through the grapevine that wasn't true. And so she whored around. And now here's the sick thing, Tory. I'm trapped because I'm in love with a woman that I'll never take back. Even if she came to me and she was Gisele Bündchen and said, you'll have a great life. I'm worth $500 million. I'm beautiful. Look at this body. I couldn't take her back out of respect.
Well, I think that this is why you're single now, because you may still feel some feelings some kind of way about that.
I think I'm single now because I see love and relationships as a chore. It's like having a second job. So I'm at work all day. I'm working hard. I'm climbing ladders. I'm doing a man's work, Tori.
Oh, wow.
And then I got to come home and work at my relationship for 8 hours and then sleep with the woman that I have to work with for 8 hours. I'd rather be at work, Tori.
Oh, wow.
It's work. It's work.
So you're saying that being with somebody is work and you're never off the clock. So it's drag.
That's right.
That's what you're trying to tell.
I know you've got listeners out there. You know, the fellas are working somewhere. They're working 50 hours a week. They want to come home. They want to rest. The minute they walk through the door, she's nagging on them about this or about that, right? And then she's dragging them to family barbecues and family picnics on the weekend.
Oh, wow.
What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that for a fella, Tori? What can I rather? I'd rather live in a kennel. I'd rather live in a kennel, Tori, than be married. A kennel.
Oh, wow.
Like a dog kennel, Tori.
It ain't that bad.
I'd rather live like a dog. What?
It ain't that bad.
It really? My friends come up to me, Tori, my married friends, that come up to me at the local coffee shop and tell me, Eddie, you're a prophet. You're a prodigy. You were smart enough never to get married. With all our education, all our money and everything, you know, we honor you. You're our hero, Eddie, because you were smart enough never to take the bait. Tori, on that note, I'm going to go. I'm headed to the gym right now.
Horrible.
I've got a big leg workout today. Got to go. I know, Tori. Got to go.
All right,
bye-bye.
Eddie.
Bye.
You've been tapping in. Oh, wow. That sounds horrible. This is a beautiful conversation because I'm just trying to get to the fact that you can actually love multiple ideas. True ideas, true love, finding true love, a little bit of true love in everybody you deal with. And he just came on the show and just made it sound like a nightmare. Oh, wow. We got Mr. IDGAF in the chat. Well, I have been in love once. Then you find out later on, that love became the community lover for 3 years behind your back. And he's agreeing with Eddie in the chat. Oh, wow. Black Conscious. You're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
That sound like a true chronic masturbator.
Oh, wow. Who, Eddie?
Yes. Yes, and the guy that agreed with him. So, hey, you're going to get tired of playing tiddly-willy with your little soldier because there's true love out here if you are open to it. So what
you gotta
this
be
young
on the
lady
frequency.
Is saying, this young lady is just hurting and she's still grieving. She will find another love once she opened herself to that because no one is meant to be by themselves unless they're just complete a-holes or they're just on something else. She will eventually, when those long, lonely nights come creeping and she is getting tired of all those long, lonely nights.
They got a lot of alternatives out here for them long, long, lonely nights right
well,
now.
Yeah, that can only take you so far.
Oh, wow.
So she is just saying that she's capping because when it all comes down to it, she's going to yearn for that love and she's going to make it real hard for the next man. But if he stands through the test of time, he will then win her heart and she will see that love can comes in many forms and in different shapes. Now, again, give her that. It's going to take a while. She's mourning. She's going through.
Right.
But that's cap, man. That's cap.
So you don't think that a person could just be like, look, I'm shutting this down. I already met my person. We were intergalactically tied together, and I don't want nothing else.
No, you got some individuals just like that. But look, they're probably up there in age. They don't want to start over. They're in their senior life. You know, and still, you know, they will find some mean of dating or something like that. But that's all cap. And that's you shutting down because you ain't ready or, you know, you just still mourning or whatever. But it's all cap, man.
Okay.
She will find that true love again. And I don't know when, don't know who, but there's someone for everyone that's just going to give you the same amount of love, if not more, that this young man was so, you know, given her.
Okay.
But you have to be open to it. Right now, she sounds like she's coming from a place of hurt and pain, and she just got, you know, she just shut down. But that too will ease. That too will go away, and then she gonna find out, you know, that she is ready to do whatever. But she's young, and that's why I say, nah, that's cap. That's just for right now. That's just to show the try to, you know, let everybody know how much she loves him. You know?
Okay.
Life goes on. And I would think he would want her to move on eventually.
All right. Hey. So if you pass away and your wife, do you want her to move on, or do you rather for her to hold on to what y'all had?
You're gonna hold on to what we had regardless. That'll never leave.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I would want her to move on and be happy. And she probably feel the same way. But I am going to come back and haunt the shit out of her.
Hey. All right. We go keep it moving. Deja, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Deja, is there more than one love, one real true love? Can you have multiple true loves?
Oh man, I'm not gonna lie, that's a loaded question. Or like that's like a question that I feel like we ask kind of. I don't know. I feel like this. Maybe it could be just the industry's way, or like, you know, movies, TV shows we've seen, where we have pretty much conditioned ourselves to think that we have, like, you know, one true love out there, basically.
Right.
But I like to always search the scripture, because I definitely am always doing that, especially according to love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I personally have not seen any verses that, at least if somebody can definitely enlighten me if they have, I have not seen any verses that talk about we have one person out there. We have our one person out there. Yes, God wants every man and every woman to have their own wife and husband, but it's like, God didn't basically make somebody specifically for you.
Mm.
I think that he kind of gave the choice up to us, basically, to have discernment. And then to also
do not be unequally yoked.
That's
the only relationship advice I've seen when it came to getting with people. Do not be unequally yoked.
Yeah, right, exactly. It wasn't necessarily like, you know, God said that I have created somebody for you and for you for you. He's like, no, I want you to have this love. I want you to have that type of love that you know, you desire, because ultimately as well, that marriage is an example of the marriage that he has between him and his creation, which is us. But at the end of the day, it's not like, you know, there's like the other person said on the phone, there is somebody else out there that will probably be even more perfect for her, or better for her, basically, even though she is hurt right now. She is hurting, and that's understandable. But at the same time, that does not mean that there isn't somebody else out there that can love you more, or either it's not better, you know, than the other person did.
Mm.
And I just felt like, you know, like I said, God didn't say that there's another, there's like that one set person only. That person might have done a lot of things that you wanted them to do, and may have been equally yoked with you as well. I didn't really fully hear what the entire, like, you know, message or what you had said beforehand. I kind of just chimed into the conversation.
Right.
So I'm kind of just like,
I'm just going off of that what Lauren London said about her relationship with Nipsey, and how she didn't want to have another relationship yet.
Oh, okay. That is still understandable. You know, she may have felt like that was her only man, or the only man she may will ever love the way she loved Nipsey, and that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like that somebody else can make Lauren just as happy out there too, and she deserves that.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate you for tapping in, Deja. Hey, this is the one thing I always tell people, like, everybody has a different vibration, you know, and we have a lot of different, you know, frequencies out here, and sometimes you can tap in with different connections with different people and love them as strong. I feel like everybody has a certain frequency, and when they tap into that frequency, that connection, it makes it the love stronger. So, I mean, is that just in one person? I don't know. When we come back, we got
Right? Widow on the lines, and we got Al on the lines. We're going to get to them. We got some chat. We got some talk to text. We're going to try to get to it all when we get back, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup is on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And we want you to be there. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to volunteer to help keep the city clean. Everyone who registers for the last cleanup site will get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. is presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE and sponsored by Cousin Subs, U.S. Cellular, Landmark Credit Union, Raise Coca-Cola, and Waste Management. All right. It's this weekend. We going to be outside, Truth Nation. I cannot wait to see everybody that registered. We got some work to do. We going to roll up our sleeves and be about that action this weekend. I appreciate everybody that have registered, have signed up, have called me. A couple other people have called me and said that they were going to come. They didn't register, but they say they just want to come and be a part of what's going on. Like I said, if everybody do a little, ain't nobody got to do what? Ain't nobody got to do a lot. It's going to be powerful, Truth Nation. But back to the question of the day. Can you have more than one true love? We got White Widow on the lines. White Widow, you're on the new 1017 The Truth. Tap in.
Hey, me and Smiley with bells and whistles, come hell or high water. I hope everybody else comes out, and maybe we'll see that elusive elf Eddie coming out. Anyways.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot to ask Eddie about, is he coming out to the cleanup? He always calling in. But he ain't never seen, we don't even see him out in the streets.
No, run up on him tomorrow. Maybe he can pull himself out of that coffee shop with all the rich yuppies. Who cares, right? The Jews. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
What I'm saying, you know how I always pay, he always talks about his Jewish friends. I wouldn't. But anyways, the thing is that, you know, I pay homage to my late husband all the time. And I think it has to do with time. I was with him for 34 years. We were invested in each other mutually, and I was blessed. He got diagnosed February 23rd. He died May 1st, but he never left my side. He never went into a hospital. He died 6 inches away. And during the time that I was dying with him, as he was dying at home and our nights turned upside down, and he told me about Tennessee running moonshine and picking cotton and making bow and arrow out of a lilac branch. It was beautiful. But it was funny because, like, the last couple of days when he was just able to whisper, he just said something. He said, "No one who knows me or no one I know." And that was his blessing. You can go out with someone, but no one he knows or no one who knows him.
Like his best friend.
Because not anybody. But you can drop my husband's name in Green Bay. I'm not saying anything. You can drop it down at the third precinct at the first. I'm just saying the fact of the matter is we had such mutual respect on the outside. I'm with her. You know, you have that one life, one time that you last a lifetime. But I'm older, and I was with him 34 years. I have a rich life with my grandkids, my work with you, and out here. I mean, it's so fulfilling. I dedicated 34 years to him, and it was a full-time job and then overtime. And now I'm out here. I'm just being White Widow, and he's with me all the time. He's proud of me. And, you know, I'm with that lady. I'm with her. If something comes up, it comes up, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I have that one love that lasts a lifetime.
So you're more on the side of saying that you really don't want to get in another relationship, but if it happens, it happens.
What I'm saying is that for the non-believers, You know, I think it's time. I was with them 34 years, and she may have been with Nipsey a long term also. I mean, you get to that point where you're across the room and you just glance, and within 5 seconds, he knows you need backup. You know, so that takes time, investment, and things like that. And, yeah, I'm with her. It, you know, I find it very hard that and it's okay because I'm older.
Right.
But I can see someone younger. I can see someone younger, you know, that stimuli is still going on and having to get out there and do something. But not me. And, I respect her. And
okay.
I hope everybody else maybe at the end of their life or close to it has that same type of sentiment. I love you, Tori. I'll see you Saturday.
All right. See y'all Saturday. It's going to be powerful. We got Al on the lines. Al, you're on the new 101.7 The Truth. Tap in.
People who complain the most really don't have no choices because they're outdated and out of touch. And if you don't let go, you will never be able to regain or get something even better. And usually you should start celebrating and living your life 24 to 36 hours because you don't know what he or she was doing when they were alive. So live your life. But if you stop living because of somebody else, then you have nobody blame except yourself, because life is about choices. And it's your job to create your audience so you can pick and choose out of the audience that you created for yourself. Now, Nipsey Hussle's wife, now, if she's in California, you got to look at the laws when it comes to prenup agreements and money, you know. But if you choose okay, well, that's even better, and that's good for her. But if you choose not to, you're gonna take that blame because you chose not to let go, which means that's your choice, that's your decision, and that's your ground. But if you choose not to live, boo-hoo. But you should start living and celebrating 24 to 36 hours after, because they're dead.
What?
You're not.
That fast?
Yes. Yes. And not unless you want to climb in the casket with them and close the casket door.
But get started like 30-something hours later?
Yes, right.
Oh, wow.
And you better start looking. You better start looking 2 months before. Self-preservation of self.
All right. Hey.
Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks for tapping in. All right. It's about that time, Truth Nation.
One call, that's all.
Hey, look, now it's your chance to be our one call, that's all 5K giveaway entry winner today. Be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Again, that's caller number 10, 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Congratulations to Al Walters. You'll be entered in to win our Group Law Office's 5K giveaway. And remember, if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, contact Group Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. Always, for official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. And the question of the day, we got Smoke on the lines. We got Tracy on the lines. The question of the day, can you have more than one true love? How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing all right.
How you doing?
I'm just going to break this. I'm doing good. I'm just going to break this down that way everybody can understand the difference between love and respect. Now,
go right ahead.
I'm going to break this down. How many relationships have people been in when they love one, have done something, and then when it's time to call it quits, they say, but baby, I love you. Think about it like this. If they truly loved you, they wouldn't have did whatever they did. Respect comes before love. I'd rather for somebody to respect me than love me, because look what people do in the name of love. Look how many people cheat on their wives. Look how many people cheat on their husband. Look how many people rob, steal, and do all of this. And then they'll say, but baby, I love you. No, I'd rather for you to respect me. The hell with love. Mm. I'd rather have respect because people do everything in the name of love. But if you truly respect somebody, you won't let anything compromise the love for somebody.
Out of respect
come before love. Mm.
What about
respect
is loyalty?
Come before love.
I heard that loyalty is in there too, before love too. That loyalty.
No, let me tell you something. That way you can hear what I'm saying.
Go right ahead. Go
respect,
ahead.
Respect comes before anything. Mm. You cannot do anything for somebody unless you respect them. Respect come before loyalty. Respect come before love. Respect come before anything, which means what? You have to respect yourself first before you can even love somebody.
Mm.
That is a fact.
Well,
that
I was saying that I wasn't talking about respect. What I was saying was people would choose loyalty over love if it came down to the two.
I choose respect over all of that.
No, I'm not talking about respect. I got the respect thing. I got the respect. I got all of that. But it was social media posts talking about give me loyalty over love. And then, but the respect thing is true. You got to have respect for somebody.
Yeah, that comes first. I can't even be loyal to you unless I respect myself.
Mm.
And therefore, if I respect myself, I'm going to respect you. And I ain't going to do anything to disrespect you.
I agree. Because
respect come before love. You can't even make it to love if you don't respect nobody. People do that all the time, but baby, I love you. You was just with this dude the other day. How do you love me? So you love two people, right? But you don't respect none of us, so I ain't even dealing with you. I'd rather have respect in anything.
Mm. All right, I got you.
That is a fact. Think about
respect
that. If more
is a big
people
thing,
had respect, if more people in this world had respect for each other, you wouldn't do the stuff that people do to each other and then turn around and say, I still love you. That is a joke. You can't serve two masters. Either you're going to love one or hate the other.
Mm.
Respect comes first before anything. If you got that, relationships will last a long time. And you know what? You don't even have to love somebody. Y'all can just have a respectable relationship and not even be in love, and it'll work because y'all respect each other.
So you saying
love is a secondhand emotion.
Oh, okay. That's what Tina said.
Love is a secondhand emotion. Anybody can say I love you. Look how many people say it. You say it. They love their car. They love their house. They love this. They love that. But do you really respect your car? You say you love your car. When the last time you changed the oil on it?
Mm.
When
they
the last
just love
time you got a tune-up on it? Exactly. Because if they respected it, they changed their oil every time it came up to it. If you respected your woman, you wouldn't even think about talking to another woman. If you respected your man, you wouldn't even think about talking to another man.
Yeah.
It all boils down to self-respect.
If you got
self-respect, then you can respect somebody else. And then if you fall in love with somebody, if you built your relationship on respect first, then the love is going to be there anyway. But if you don't respect that person and you just throw on the word love around, it don't carry no weight. Love don't carry no weight without respect. That is a fact.
Hey, that's powerful. Hey, that's he said a mouthful. Joining me on the lines is advocate and author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Elizabeth?
Hey, salute, King. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. Now, we've been talking about this thing where can you have more than one true love, you know, and this is based off the situation with Lauren London when she came out and said, hey, look, I'm not, you know, trying to look for nobody else. I just want to, you know, stay in this space I'm in. And, you know, I don't feel like I want to continue and look for love. I had the ultimate love of my lifetime.
Hey, that's a beautiful thing. A lot of people die and they never had it,
right.
You know, so
facts.
Salute to her again, you know, after you feel that you've had the love of your life, then, I mean, it's just in that moment you don't feel like it, you know, like you could ever love somebody else. But the reality is you would never love somebody like you love that person. Never. No way.
Mm.
You know,
right.
It's a whole nother lane. But as you start to continue to live in whatever it is you're in, you never know. Usually, if you think about any time you fell in love, you didn't see it coming no way, because that's usually
right.
what
it
happens.
Just hit you from the side.
You know what I'm saying? But she's content with where she at because she's had that love. And when you had that type of love before, you not looking for it again because you at peace being by yourself, you know. But that don't mean that somebody else is not looking for you, and that don't mean that you not going to eventually, you know, run into somebody that's going to catch your eye later on. You know, she's just saying that she's content because she know what true love is. She done felt it. So not only do she know what it is, she's never going to settle for anything less than that. So the next person that comes around going to have to really be on their P's and Q's, dotting all the I's and crossing the T's. You know what I'm saying? Because once you done had the real, the fake don't stand a chance.
That sounds like a lot. It sounds like
Absolutely.
A challenge.
Hey.
I guess you got to be up for the challenge.
But I,
hey.
It's a Pandora's box. There's never, you know, nothing minute, especially when it comes to touching somebody's heart to a point where you leave a lasting mark.
Impression, yeah.
On somebody's heart. You know, so the reality is, you know, we would all like to think that we're able to, you know, sometimes people don't. It's not that we don't move on from that. That is something that we hold near and dear, and usually it takes a hell of a person to come behind the best of them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey,
a lot of people can't hold that. Salute to her.
We got some talk to text. 8339 says, God gives my family so much love that our cup overflows to everyone around us. Of course, I only get my wife's romantic side, but we teach each other when going to other countries and missions to spread the love that those that want to receive it, just like pets, some stay, some go, but all need love.
I don't doubt that, you know, and salute to the king that was on the lines before me, because he's absolutely correct. Respect is the foundation, and a storm can come in and take the house, and they can build a bigger and better one off of that foundation. That's the foundation, because in reality, when you're in a relationship, I've always said I never cheated in a relationship I was in, because I would have been cheating myself out of somebody else that was good to me. Why would I want less? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that I didn't cheat because I loved them. I didn't cheat because I loved me. And I know I deserve this person because they did me right. You know what I'm saying? So the reality is it coincides with yourself and the respect that you have. And a lot of people don't understand what respect really is. Because you're not cheating them, you're cheating you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the goofy at the end of the day. The bottom line is, you know, if you don't stand on principle first, there's no such thing as standing on a code.
Hey, look, we got
to need principle first.
We got a poll in the chat, Ricky. What's the poll saying? What they saying in the chat? Can you have more than one true love? Yes or no? I can't see the percentages. What's going on? What they saying?
65% says yes. 35% says no.
Okay. Weigh it in. They saying that, hey, and I think that everybody has a different way of bringing themselves to the table, and no two ideas or no two people are the same.
Absolutely.
So it's different.
I definitely agree.
And then I think that depending on
different
where
strokes for different folks.
And I think that where you at in your life, you're always going to evolve. So what you liked as in your 20s or in your teens or in your 20s may not be what you like in your 30s or 40s.
Absolutely. And I think what we have to do, again, is go to thinking for ourselves and not for the trends, not for the programming. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of the situations and situationships that's happening right now is due to them seeing and trying to be something that they're not. And again, that just goes back to learning yourself, because when you love yourself enough, the people and that you need will come to you. Love, you can attract that. If you beaming with love, you're going to attract love. You're going to attract some scragglers too, but the beauty of having love before, you will never fall for what's fake ever again.
But so. we in the chat, and Reese says, someone told me, love don't love nobody. And Lavette in the chat says, God is love. It's to me where I see that people, it depends on the perception and what people were taught. But respect is universal. Respect
Absolutely.
Is definitely universal when we talk about, you know, just respect, the ideal of respect in each other. And I think that many times we lose the ideal of respect.
I think people have their own versions, you mm-hmm. know, of
what respect
is
right.
in a reality. Yeah. Outside of themselves, because a lot of people don't respect themselves. That's why they carry themselves like that. That's why they can be with five people at different times and thinking it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like self-respect. My father used to always say, always be picky about choosing and even be pickier about being chose. You have to be very selective. When you're selective, then you're not falling for anything and everything. You know, but again, a lot of us don't even know what it means to have self-control.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we allow ourselves to be misled by our lower body parts and our feelings. You know, we a lot of us is not emotionally intelligent. So we running off of impulse. And that's exactly the program that they training us with.
Oh, wow. Well, look, when we come back, we'll have more conversation, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017 The Truth.
Hey, look, join us tomorrow on the show as we give away a pair of limited edition suede sneakers provided by Adidas. Eric Shake James is releasing his new pair of sneakers tomorrow on the show. Look, I cannot wait. You know what we've been talking about this all week. It's 414 Day. And look, I want to see the new 414 Day shoes presented by Eric Shake James. We will be giving away a pair of those limited edition suede sneakers in blue, yellow, red, and gray. Look, join me tomorrow and join the morning show. Ben Jammin' and Carrie Noni Juice will be giving away a pair of sneakers, and they will also be broadcasting live this Saturday from Clicks in Sherwood, owned by Shake. Look, I'm going to tell you this, it's going to be powerful tomorrow, so tune in for your opportunity to get a pair of the limited edition Adidas from Eric Shake James right here in Milwaukee. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Joining me on the lines is advocate author Elizabeth Brown. Hey, Elizabeth Brown, when we talk about, you know, dealing with each other and we always talking about how can we take things to the next level when it comes to just dealing with us, love, respect. Many times when we talk about love and things like that, I think a lot of people, we always start with, you got to love yourself. You know, you got to love from within.
Absolutely.
And then it comes out to others.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. But we've been trained to go outside of ourselves for so long. Like I said, we've been programmed that we shouldn't think for ourselves, that we allow the government or the world to think for us. And I think that was the biggest setup, because the farther you are away from what's inner, the more destructive you become, you know. And the community now, you know, we see the low impulse control on all levels. Our inability to resist urges and temptations, you know, which lead to impulsive behaviors, you know, that wind up harming ourselves or others. because they're pushing the agenda. You can do whatever you want, have all the flavors. You know, it's okay for you to, you know, be with whoever you want. You know, how to get over your last person is crawl up under another person. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the ideas that are being pushed. And then we wonder why that we have such chaos. Because, again, to respect yourself is to know that your body is your most prized possession. And you don't give your prized possession to anybody. The gooder your heart is, the more you need to protect it. When you go to a high-scale club of some, they don't let anybody in. That's exclusive. And that's how you should treat your body, as it is the most prized possession that you have, because you only have one. And when you give any and everybody access to you, it brings the value of you down.
Well, we in the chat, in the talk to text, and they're saying that that folklore that says Adam had Lilith, I heard about that folklore. That's not in the Bible, but they saying that in the folklore that says Adam and Lilith before Eve suggests that man should try to love again. When Eve offered Adam the apple, I would have offered God another rib. Next, that's what they saying. They saying that they would just keep it moving and grooving. I don't know. People
again,
got
there's nothing wrong with
their perspective.
Ain't nothing wrong with moving and grooving, but like I said, when we talking about the self respect, the self love, the self care. You know what I'm saying? And when you're not quick to impulse to jump to somebody else. Usually, when you truly love somebody, you don't jump in the bed with nobody else or a relationship with nobody else quick. Because you're trying to find out who you are now without this person, because you became one with two when you truly in love with somebody else. So you don't just get up and go and jump into something else. You try to figure out life, how you're going to navigate life now that you've lost the person you loved.
So that's healing.
You're trying to get back in tune with yourself. Absolutely. How are you going to live without this person? You have to figure that out. And after you done figured that out, and usually people, like I said, a lot of people can't be by themselves.
Codependent.
Their higher self is it? Yes, because their higher self is in war, at war with their lower self because of the, again, low impulse control. A lot of us don't know how to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be alone, you're there with your own truth. Because a lot of times when we look at our past relationships, you're the only common denominator in every last one of them. And you can't blame everybody else for why you now looking for somebody else. You got to take accountability for what it was that you couldn't do or wouldn't do or you refused to do. And did everybody that you date make you better or did you make them better? You understand what I'm saying? You can't, as a queen or a king, request a joker, because then you have more to lose than they do. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you a person that loves by the gallon, you would never be able to love a pint.
Because
all the love that you pour in the pint, you're wasting it.
I'll say this. I learned over the years that the way that they had to experience love and the way that they had to come and grow into themselves is different for each person, you know. And I think that many times
Absolutely. We
got this generalized setting of what love should be.
Yes.
And this is why it's important.
And it's very colonized.
This is why it's important that you got to get to know that person and just talk and see if y'all got similar ideas or similar things that y'all can cleave to. Because I'll tell you this, if you're just hooking up randomly because maybe the physical attraction or because maybe you see a monetary idea there or something that you can gain from it, a lot of people are looking for things that they want in life and they'll just go and try to get it from a person. But I'll tell you this, if you don't know that person's the way that they handle things with their decision making, if you don't know the things that make that person, that can drive that person, then that means that you selfishly chose that person out of the things that you wanted to gain. But then you assume that you would get all the extra stuff that would create long lasting relationships. And that's not the way it goes. You got to really tap in and really try to see, you know, or try to figure out before you make that decision. You really got to know, like, do we have things in common that we can cleave to besides the physical attraction? Is there anything mentally there? Is there anything spiritually there?
You got to first know who you are before you try.
Right.
To
we made that point. We made that point. We got that point. Like, the healing yourself, the loving yourself. But even after that point, you still got to make sure that you lock in with idealisms and things that y'all can create together. Because many times, the best people get, talked into things, you know, by words. You know, that's why I say you got to take some time to really kind of do your research and what you want to do moving forward after you heal.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts. Because when you know yourself, even if the relationship ends, you're not holding no ill will.
Mm-hmm.
Some people just grow apart. You know, sometimes y'all not meant for the rest of y'all lives. You know what I'm saying? My mother and father got married at 17. They was married for 34 years. My dad died when he was 51. That was childhood love. I mean, the different roller coasters that they went on. But at the end of the day, they chose each other.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is you have to make sure that you know what you want when you go to the table. And when you meet somebody else, y'all have to agree that y'all want to grow together. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like,
I mean,
whatever that look like.
I agree. Hey, look, I appreciate you for tapping in. I guess that's all the time we got, Truth Nation. Elizabeth Brown, once again.
Hey.
Look, I appreciate you for tapping in as usual and fighting on the front lines, being about that action. We got the cleanup this weekend.
Absolutely.
You know how we get down.
It's going to get lit. I'm here for it.
Well, look, I appreciate you for being who you are. And we got a lot of work
Thank
to do,
you.
Queen.
Let's get it, King. One love.
All right. All right, Rick.
Oh, that was about to say exact part.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Hey, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey. All right, Truth Nation, look. Thank you for joining me for another powerful conversation. Look, it's Friday tomorrow, and look, we got guests coming through. We got a lot to talk about tomorrow, so be safe till we can have another powerful conversation. Look, keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go. And look both ways before you cross the streets. All right, chat. Salute to everybody in the chat. Be safe. Dr. Ken Harris up next. I love you.